Shilot.
Questions? Impression? Even from the previous lesson?
No.
Well, in the previous part of the lesson, what I want to say is what I felt here in the study hall. It wasn't clear when we have to answer, when we don't have to answer, when we listen to the focus group, when we don't. Technically, it confused us a little. And another thing, I think the pace was fast, it was good, and the fast transitions were good. I'm not talking about the content itself.
I don't know how to manage it. If you ask me, I don't know how to manage that. Yes, Tzvika.
I want to relate to the previous part of the lesson. At some point, we forget that this is a congress. It's not a usual lesson. And we have to relate to it as a congress. Now, if we relate to it as a congress, then the formation should be completely different. You should explain more, like in a congress, to really explain and tell people what it's all about.
I see groups. They all gather in an uncomfortable place and time. So people came who are in the matters. So what will I start to explain to them? And the topic of the convention is actually for beginners. So it turns out that I need to talk to people who have been through this 10 or maybe 100 times and talk again about concepts that there's no innovation for them. And it turns out that I have nothing to add to them. There is nothing.
Every day is a new day. Every lesson is a new lesson. It doesn't matter.
That's true on one hand, but on the other hand, we do need to add something new. Otherwise, it's not interesting. We need to put something kind of spicy in there, something flavorful, a question that you don't know how to answer all of a sudden. Suddenly, there's some kind of meeting with the mind or the feeling that gives off some sparks. There's nothing like that.
It's interesting. Today, it was a bit depressed here.
Yes, because the lesson itself is very weak. Those verses and everything was a disaster. I don't know about the definitions. I don't decide those. Fine. You can't say they decided. What they wrote, you could have added maybe different verses. Nevertheless, I don't want to talk about your work. That's already... What can I... In front of everyone to do criticism here? I'm fed up with that. I'm fed up. You can't anymore. I understand you. If you can't, then there's nothing to demand. You can tell that to the others. I see the result. I don't care who's sitting before you, 1,000 people. I receive it from you. And see that it's not a lesson. A lesson of a convention that should be for 3 hours with questions, answers, and all kinds of things like that. There's nothing there. And at the end of the lesson, it was completely different verses that don't even associate with the topic. I don't want to talk about that right now. You don't need to explain. I see a fact. The fact that you were given or not given, that's... I come to a restaurant, I order something, all of a sudden I look on my plate, I see what's in the plate, I invite, let's say, the waiter, or I invite the manager, invites the chef says, we didn't find today in the market the meat. What do you mean if you found it or you didn't find it? What does that have to do with anything? I have to get what you write for me on the menu. I don't care what they wrote to you. I'm not getting into those definitions. I don't get into that. You should have called them. That's it. Only if you're giving us verses and it's clear to you that those verses are weak, that it's a weak lesson, that there's a problem here in general, then we need to take a topic for beginners and to make it interesting for the advanced students. It's not simple. So say that you can't.
It's not about can't. It's about the parameters of the lesson. If we look at the lesson's definitions, what it's talking about and what is required in this lesson.
I don't know about that, and I don't care. I see the result that came out of you. That's it. Excuses you can give in the courthouse.
But I work like a constructor. I get definitions and I make a lesson. I don't do what I feel like doing.
Sir, in short, I didn't get the work that I expected. Also, in the previous lessons, they're also kind of like not something to be impressed by or something to build upon. No, it's a problem.
Because we said that the Congress addresses beginners, we need to bring easy excerpts, easy quotes.
Where is it for beginners? Denise. How many beginners will we have in the convention? If there will be. Or are we just like that, doing it for beginners, and the beginners won't be there? So we'll just do a Congress like we should be.
We really want to call all the beginners to come, but in practice, it turns out that we won't have more than 10 to 15% beginners.
Well, then there's no one to do a convention for this way, if so. Meaning, we can't, for now, expand our factions, practically, in order to connect them and work with them. Okay, so we need to change the lessons. So there'll be lessons on topics that are interesting to us, that we can find innovations in. That's it. So therefore, quickly, we still have some time. We need today to search what could truly be the topics of the lessons. Six lessons, what topics need to be. That's it. And then we will learn that. Yes, Asaf.
A suggestion, if we are talking about it, in the last lesson, we heard new things from you, how we can all unite around the world into one environment.
That's the manner of the convention, but not the content. That you're right. Yes, Danny.
Now, I wanted to recommend on the technical part, it was very confusing when to speak and when not to speak. When groups connect from afar, they have an option in a usual lesson to listen without the focus group. Now, when that group is talking, they hear nothing. So perhaps every time we can have a round that they speak and then you address a certain group, then everyone know to do speak while they're talking. The focus group is talking.
I understand. Also, that I didn't get along with yet. Hasn't yet gotten along with me. I've been like this for years, and now today like this. Yes, Moshe.
There's something that we have gotten into for the last few days. It doesn't matter what the quotes are, what the excerpts are. What matters is to find the connection between us. Out of the connection we create in the 10, from there to rise and to be included with other friends. So I feel it doesn't matter anymore who's talking, whether it's me or another friend from Colombia or wherever. And with the confusion or without the confusion is a beautiful thing here. What I'm also lacking is how to advance more. What does it mean to really be integrated, to really be included with the friends?
Yes, the convention certainly needs to be in the new manner of connection between us. That should be the main thing. Yes.
I want to say a couple of things. Well, I think to hear the groups, it's amazing. It's a completely different lesson. I didn't notice, I didn't pay attention to the quotes at all and to the level. That's one thing. Another thing that we see that's happening, which is very powerful, it is very important for the groups so all the friends will have room, so they speak shortly. So it turns out that you don't hear as one person speaking. What you hear is a color, is an atmosphere. You're included from something whole, something complete. I think it will be a shame if we will miss it. To listen to them is much powerful than anything else. So the technical part of it, I really don't care about it. It's a different kind of lesson.
New York.
Right. New York.
One, two. Can you hear us? Yes. Okay. This is question/proposal. Let us know if it's appropriate. I think this is a best case to introduce some kind of game element into what we're doing here. Like, for instance, when we have our daily calls in our tents, we have a thing called Italian-style workshop when a friend calls upon the next friend to speak. Could we also introduce that into our discussions between the groups? Another also opportunity here is to introduce some kind of randomness. I don't know, kind of a roulette style, for instance. Out of given pool of groups, a group randomly selected by just a system, some kind of system that runs in the background. Another option also could be, let's say, like a question style. One question could be a group question for a certain 10, or a silent question when all the groups discuss the question. It could be also kind of like a game. I think that would be engaging for everybody. Thank you.
Peter.
Okay, Peter.
It
feels like there are two kinds of workshops. Once, when the friends are talking, like in a parliament, passing the microphone onward, and this is how the workshop goes on. And another kind of workshop is when we're more talking together, when we complete each other, when there's a live conversation, we respond, we react to each other, we support each other, they shall help every man his friend. And when we have such a workshop, then the excerpts and the questions are less important. What matters is the connection. Everyone are concerned about the connection, to build such a connection, such an atmosphere. And in that, we can really feel the Creator, His revelation.
Peter.
Okay, Peter.
So
that was Peter now. Sorry, Kiev.
Семинара видится оптимальным то, что было вчера, позавчера, когда есть в начале время.
We see an optimal example in a workshop, like it was yesterday, when there was a time where every group could speak in itself, and then a main group where everyone can listen to. Perhaps we can make it so that one friend out of the group will summarize what everyone said and were included with.
Okay. Good. Yes.
I suggest that we'll read item 217. It's really about what's happening to us. This is something new that has been born and fitted, something brand new. I think we should read it again, and then perhaps we'll understand what's happening. To put us into the right mood.
And although, 217, and though what's missing here from Ima of Bria is her surrounding light, O Mokif, as she has no surrounding. And Zeranpin of Bria certainly is a complete Parzuf. However, what has been additioned in it is that it has one O Mokif, for all that lacks is smaller than his friend, because he can be revealed more than his friend. That's what you meant. Hence, the Partsufin go, these Partsufin of Briah go degree after degree and diminish, and as a result of that, later they have greater revelations. Yes, so? You give the interpretation, no?
Give us an explanation.
It's clear? I didn't even think to explain about this.
Why?
I didn't think to explain this. In every place you stumble upon this, of the advantage of light from darkness. Also today in the lesson we talked about it.
But it tells you, let's put it this way, if we'll see things without commenting them all the time, it's like this, it's like that, I think we forget what we're studying. You tell us every time, do your 50% and the Creator will do His 50%. This is something that has been born now, something completely new.
I also think something good comes out of this, but we nevertheless need to taste the evil.
So it's fine that we feel bad.
Of course. So you're calm already. Fine. Good. Salt Lake City.
Please. Rabash elaborates on love of friends. In light of everything that's been said, since this Congress is supposed to be directed towards new people, Rab, how can we show an example of love of friends and how to strengthen that love, show the new people what love of friends really means?
What is love of friends we spoke of today during the lesson? Where is it apparent? As we, through concern for the friend, neutralize his concern for himself. And then, only then, he can really be free of to receive from the Creator the force of bestowal. Without us supplying a friend with the feeling of our vut, what does it mean, the feeling of our vut? Where you have everything, you will have everything that you need from the group. As we neutralize all his concerns, and then he's capable of making an action of bestowal. Otherwise not. So first of all, arvut must be felt in each and every one in such a way. Yes, Dudi.
How should we include it without getting tired all the time during the lesson?
There's no problem. If we're in the group, there's no problem in incorporating without getting fatigued. Because I'm constantly working on what is being supplied to me. I can be, I don't know, 120 years I didn't sleep.
That necessitates to be constantly alert.
It's not that readiness. It's not that I'm shaking or that I'm like running, you know, I'm breathless. No, it's just I also go to sleep and rise and work and do everything, but I have filling that I'm not caring for myself. This is considered that my friends are taking me out of the house of imprisonment. And that I don't have to care for myself. That's something that only they can supply me with. The Creator can only be supplied to me by the friends, that feeling.
And now throughout the day, without listening, hearing the friends,
I don't need to hear. What, am I impressed by hearing them? From the rumor, from what they speak?
So how are you included with them without hearing? Included how?
We accustom ourselves to incorporate in such a way with each other. And then, as we are different, but yet at the same time we are equal in our one intention, as each is helping the others, the Creator dwells between us. He supplies it. Of course it's His force. It's not that the friends that have nothing can supply me with something. No. And also, what will they supply me? What? What will they give me? Food, health, what will they give me? It's only that the upper force will bestow through them. He will shut down all my concerns.
But nonetheless, there is a difference to be incorporated when I hear you. I'm included with what you're saying, to be incorporated throughout the day. When I don't hear anyone talking and I'm supposed to be incorporated with him, to observe from him, how does it work? What does it mean?
But that's how we're built. You're prohibited to sit from morning to night and to philosophize with your friends. Even study tests. Rabash couldn't stand that. You have time, you're not working. I can sit and study. No. No way. The moment I left Rehovot, what will you do? I said, I will maybe, no, for a few years, 2, 3, 4 years. Maybe I won't work. What? You kind of like, it was truly something he couldn't stand that. No. What, to sit in the seminary and study? And to maybe philosophize somewhat? Yes.
A suggestion about the lesson format. Now, the part of the workshop, during the lesson, to divide it into two parts. First part of the workshop should be a local where all the tens are doing the workshop, and you don't have to ask every time, listen to another focus group. That's the first part of the workshop. And the second part of the workshop will be by including with other friends from the world.
Okay, we will talk tomorrow, the next day. And first of all, we need to improve the lessons themselves. What?
Oh, Toronto.
Who? Oh, Toronto.
Yeah, we wanted to agree with that last comment. We also feel that that we have all the elements. We just don't have a very clear order in which to follow the lesson. So we spent more time worrying about the technical aspects, about either muting or unmuting, than really getting into the lesson. But we feel that we need to connect to the friends of the world. We have to discuss the question. And of course, we need to connect with you, Rav, and to deepen the concepts. Thank you.
I don't think that we will find the solution so easily. First of all, because besides that solution, we have nothing else to find. And in searching for it, we are scrutinizing many things. Also technically, and also in internality. What's more suitable and less suitable to us, and so on. Therefore, these scrutinies are good scrutinies. We will learn and see what to do. I myself don't know. I'm saying that I truly don't know. I really don't know. If I didn't know, I wouldn't say, because this is something we have to look for, to invest forces. This is building the kli. It's not just a workshop or that we need to prepare ourselves fast for a convention that's coming. This is the building of our kli in which we will really reveal the next stage. Okay. We had there Latin America. Only quickly and one, please.
We have a quick question. Hello, Worldly. Hello, Rav. As a Latin American Kli, I think that we are the internal problem of the whole world Kli, because we do not participate in organizing the Congress. We don't do the assignments as we're given as tens. Most of us do not participate in those actions, and the veterans, they're the worst. And also, in the lessons, we have many distractions. We're not really focused on the lesson. So what can we do in order to be focused on the importance of the Congress?
I don't know. You have teachers. Gil is in charge. And there are several others, Spanish-speaking department. You have to talk to them. If you want, I will participate in that discussion as well. And we need to find the ability to advance you in such a way so you'll be like everyone. I don't see any problem in that. You also have groups in Latin America that are strong. The Chile group is very strong. Very strong. There are several people in every group. In Bogota, a nice group. Monterrey also. That's why, you have friends there. And other than that, I'm willing to also talk to Gil, talk to the others, and whoever wants to study. I think there are campuses, there's everything. Well, look at Monterrey, how big it became. Wonderful. So they have there 7 people. Wow. Good. We had another question there with someone from Moscow. Yes, Denise. Or someone else.
Since the Congress is so unique and first of a kind, there is a difference between how we relate to new friends. And in Europe, they have a site for new friends and special preparations for new friends, and also in Latin America, they prepare everything for new friends. We also try to invite new friends, only we don't manage to do it so well. And there was also a guidance instruction not to invite students from campus. Rather, every invitation of friends from new groups has to be considered specifically. So how to have one direction about all that? That's my question.
I don't know. We are now in a state in which we will see what's in our hands. What do I have in my hand? Do I have new students or not? We have before us 2 things. We wanted to connect to us new people. Meanwhile, a stronger general connection developed between us all. As we want to rise to that degree where we are seemingly in one room, as if we're in one group, as much as possible to get close, to rise and skip above the languages, above all the differences between us. So maybe we will leave the new ones, meaning whoever's coming is coming, but not kind of beat so that they will come. But mainly for us, it's nevertheless to do a Congress that is as virtual as possible and successful as possible. Whatever you want. It seems to me that that's how it's kind of cascading. Yes. Well, Moscow.
Another thing. I know that there are many groups who call many people, invite people. They make great efforts. We need to understand that previous congresses weren't external. They were very, very internal. And that process of new students, new friends who are in campus come and join us, perhaps we should leave some possibility for them to have easier topics, clearer for them. And that process will be done gradually and not to expect 100% new students to come.
whatever you want. I think that nevertheless, according to us, I wish you'd have 10% new ones in the Congress, it seems. No more than that. So that's... It'll get canceled from the majority anyway. We need to put an emphasis on the new connection between us. Hadera.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about the matter of... I wanted to say first that this new process that's happening is just incredible. It just feels like a global convention in the last 6 days. And what really was painful to me was that the Petach Tikva group, where there are many tens, maybe this is an idea, actually, to let each tender be like a focus group in a cycle, so that one time there's a ten from Petach Tikva group that's also in the order of who's speaking.
We will do that. Okay, that's very well. That's clear that they're sitting passively. I simply am in a race of time here. I want to give the other groups that never appeared before us to appear. And Petach Tikva, they have more than plenty. And that's why I kind of neglected them for these last few days. Is that clear? North America.
America.
North America. North
America. My question is, I know that you have a list of the groups on your desk. Is it possible that the groups could possibly be, like, the list be split in half so that we don't have to worry about covering all the groups in one day, and then that allows the friends to move into a deeper connection in their local groups, and then that deeper connection spills over into the general connection?
That's right, but let's say I see, it's too bad I don't have the list before me, but if I see before me that there's four in Riga, when did you hear Riga for the last time? You didn't hear them. And there are four. And I see that two arrived, and they're sitting, and they're sitting, and they're just waiting. And another one came, so they're already, maybe they'll have five. So there's no five, but four they have. How will I not let them talk? Meaning, it's really, I see how much they want to talk, and there are many like that. There are many like that. I don't let everyone talk. But, you see, now, once again, there are two. Yes, and there are others like that. So, that's why the main thing during these days is, don't look at this as they were really like lessons, like in a convention or something. The main thing was to kind of attract, draw the groups, to let them appear, even for a few words, that we never saw before. Well, today Bogota appeared, and others such that Monterrey we had before too, for a few days. Asia today, although they still couldn't talk, now they seem like they could, but and so on. Meaning, takes time to get organized here. It's something new, but the lessons themselves definitely need to be improved. Beersheva, I don't want. He's putting his big fist up like that, and I'm afraid of his fist. Yes.
There were a few groups that I think are true virtual groups, like North America, Turkey, you see the squares on the split screen. Now, there was a question, not a question, an idea of someone here today, that we can take from each group a representative that will integrate with the whole group and speak in its name. So what would happen if we say, had a group throughout the whole Congress that is comprised of representative, like the split screen when you see Turkey.
Yes, let's say we have Turkish friends there, and you have Mutlu there. So what do you want? Mutlu to be the representative of that group, or what do you mean?
I mean that the same idea, like you see Turkey and Latin America, so you can do that for the whole Congress, like one split screen that includes representatives of many groups, that they can represent the groups because their groups are included in them.
And you'll see just the representatives?
Yeah, and then focus on each representative and he will speak.
We're getting close to 80 groups, already more than 70. 72, 3, 4, 80 groups, I don't think that you can see on a screen.
No, that's too many. We need less representative.
Right. Well, less representatives, I don't know. And other than that, when you see a group, you see a group. Slowly, you start to get to know the faces. You hear it. We're still in...
It reminds me like Moses when they came to the desert.
No, you
Sinai.
Remember it. I don't.
I just was reminded that that he received an advice to collect representatives from the people because he couldn't speak to everyone.
Right. Yes.
Success of the Congress is that we will feel...
Success of the Congress will be that we will really feel a group. A group. I don't want anything other than that. Everyone that we see on our screens, for them to be on even more screens. But for everyone to appear, but in feeling. That's very important. That's a kli. That's the place where everything will be revealed. And when we start getting closer, you'll see that there's actions and where everything works there and moves through there. And from that place, you'll have everything. That's where birth comes from.
So what was missing in these last days to feel the...
No, that it's lacking. I'm not saying anything. The fact that I'm yelling, you're used to me doing that. It's nothing. We just have to get used to how we more and more add. We have another 10 days till the convention, another 3 days of the convention, 13, 14 days, 2 weeks. But at convention, it's good that we have a date. We have to now, day after day, to improve and improve each time ourselves. So that the Congress will be an actual 3 days of connection that is solid.
So the goal of the Congress is that the whole world...
To build one kli. One kli, one ten.
Okay, so can you describe a process that we need to go through in these 3 days to achieve a single group?
Where I start to feel that it's here in me. It's truly here. Inside.
What do you mean, here inside? What?
Inside my feeling, I feel the world group. Like Rabash says, that the friends are standing inside of me, like what he writes there, and they feel me, and I feel them, and they're in my heart. And then we're working together, and although we're not in the same places, but everything is like truly in, we're like our hearts are beating together. We have to feel that. The way he described it, that's how each of us has to feel it.
So this can be set as a goal to our Congress.
Yes, for sure.
So what does it matter what we study in the lesson if we have to reach this emotional result?
Well, but we need these things, even sometimes diagrams that we have to do or something. You know, it's how these are concrete forms that you will have, like molds, forms. You see a diagram, it doesn't matter what the diagram is. It reminds you of something. It gives you some sign.
Do you have any something specifically, a message that is important you want to communicate in the Congress?
No. Just that I'm incorporated in them and they're incorporated in me. That's how each of us needs to feel. And from that inclusion and that integration, we will start to feel that something is happening here, some impression, some feeling, and then we fall. Then we fall, you look at everyone, what happened, where did I fall to where, and again, like that, a few kind of real good approaches.
I'm just trying to see, because the last few lessons were very powerful and strong, despite all the everything around.
Well, from around, it would nevertheless help, because everyone wanted to succeed, and you'll see that it gives you even more strength.
So I'm trying to understand what's missing in what we did in the last week. What didn't we
what's
have
What's missing?
Here?
The help of the Creator? If you're already saying one word.
No, not looking for one word, but in the process we went through, what?
We need to demand a connection from the Creator. For Him to the Creator, to the connection. He who makes peace above will make peace upon us. For Him to connect, to demand it of Him. That's it. The demand has to be serious. Very serious. And it's truly fatal. We are in a state in which we're capable of and are able of demanding. We deserve it. And we come with it. But when you come with a demand, what do you have? You can't cry like a baby. That's not considered a demand. Like Rabash says, that if a baby cries, everyone can say, he's crying. If an adult cries before everyone and breaks out in a serious cry, then you start asking, what happened? That's how we need to be. Good?
No.
Oh, well. Yes, Asaf, quickly.
Rav, what's felt is really new blood running through the veins of the world, Kli, with this new wonderful degree that we all feel. And with it, of course, the light excels from darkness, and there are new states that appear within friends. I wanted to ask you, I remember that you shared that you had a state where you lied on bed in bed and you couldn't wake up. So I wanted to ask, what eventually helped you get up?
No. That passed. It's not that I overcame it. It was sick. It was a disease. The disease passed. It simply passed a little and I could get up. I could stand up again. I started to stroll with Rav a little bit, although it was very difficult. Well, it's... No. I am not expecting miracles. But if we think as we should, together, according to the guidance, this will simply happen. There are the laws of the upper nature. We need to observe them, and then, as a result of that, things will happen. That's it. Yes.
I'm talking
about the part, the issue of when do we talk, when do we hear. Maybe we can take the 10 and divide it to part of the people like 7 listen, 3 hear. In the next round, we change.
And look, in the convention, we won't do like that. That I did now in order to express themselves, because they have yet to speak. They haven't spoken. You see a group that they never opened their microphone before the whole our whole world kli. They never did that. So that's why I let them do so, and they kind of went around like that and spoke, each and every one of them. In the convention, no. In the convention, it will be a representative of the group will talk. Each time, maybe a different representative. But that's how they will choose. Yes.
Here we had an issue of when do we hear, when do we speak.
And now I'm also not yet getting along with this setup yet. When are you talking? First of all, when I read a certain verse, then you talk about that verse. You will talk about it, let's say, for 5 minutes. If it's not enough, 7-8 minutes, let's say. And then we invite some 10 to give like a commentary or interpretation of it.
I'm giving a different idea that a focus group will always discuss the question all over the world, and in the 10s here.
No, other than that, we will have a focus group because we have certain people that are completely individuals. They're on their own. Also women, also men. And so we have to, nevertheless, have a focus group.
Here, to divide each 10 to 3 listeners, 7 speakers. 3 listen to the focus group and 7 do the workshop. And then in the next round, the 3 and 7 interchange, and that's how we always need to be representatives of the world kli in the 10.
I understand there's a certain logic in it, but I don't know, we have to see. This time you're saying something that perhaps, yes. Also in the military, they sometimes do things like this. Yes.
Is there a time to expect miracles?
For miracles? You don't see? These are miracles?
I heard you say, I'm not expecting miracles.
I don't expect miracles. So you're asking if there's a time to expect miracles, yes?
Yes, when to expect miracles.
For miracles? Today at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I'm waiting.
Yes.
Rao, Haverim. Rav, friends, I'm an active participant in organizing the Congress, part of the advertising of the Congress, and to this day, we have almost 100 groups around the world. Just imagine the magnitude of this Congress. This is not a virtual Congress. It is a physical Congress in every sense as well. So I want to turn to everyone and say, please register to the Congress in every language. And once you register, you'll feel different. It's what Esteban mentioned from Latin America as well, that not everyone yet is a participant. And
is that groups or individuals that you're signing up?
Both.
That's both?
Yeah, there's a Congress page with registration, etc.
But when you say 100, that's groups. What is a group? 2 people and more?
No, a group is more than 4 or 5, and it rises. And we already have 90, and it's more.
If 5, then it's really a group in every meaning of the word. Very good. Chedera, where? Well, Tbilisi, Khadera, and Moscow. Well, Khadera, quickly.
I just wanted to say that the way the lesson is happening now, in a bit more spontaneous way, where you kind of like run the orchestra from based on your sense, your emotion, and your heart, it actually brings a lot of life. And I'm afraid of going into all kinds of templates and patterns. Now three, now seven, this and that. This kind of a spontaneous way that some friends thought of as confusion, I think, is the wondrous thing of the in the lesson.
But what I ask is all of you, and everyone needs to participate in this. Everyone is thinking of how are we organizing the connection between us. 100 groups all around the world, in all the languages, in all the our lessons. How are we organizing that? It could be that it won't be at all, not the verses and not lessons and not in such a way. Let's throw everything, make a revolution. What can happen as a the result will be that we are all connected, a true soup, all of us in one pot. That's the goal. How do we need to pass these 14 days that we have right now? How do we pass on these days in order to come to a connection of as one man in one heart, where all the friends are standing in one heart, truly, one common heart? That is what we need to do in practice, and then the Creator will be revealed. Tbilisi.
A suggestion. After you you give a question for discussion, all the groups speak in the microphone for 2 minutes, and then either broadcast or you choose a certain group without further, without previous notice, and just put it on broadcast. And there, that's how every group will feel tension. And the moment that that group goes live, goes on broadcast, the other groups become listeners.
Good. That's not probably so simple to do technically, but let's hear. Yes, Kiev.
Well, if we can repeat what we discussed 10 minutes ago, Akoka asked and you answered that we have to reach such a state where we feel the friends and the groups within.
Because Rabash writes there, where do you have that there?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. About that, that's that passage I want to ask. When he writes that he melts into the friends and only the friends remain, does he mean concrete friends, say, in his tent, or a broader concept?
He means to what he had. He didn't have many students. When I came to him, I don't know from when that letter is, but when I came to him, I don't know, from 10 to 20, and also that's like a roof. It's not like, I don't think he ever had that many. Altogether, permanent students that he had that would come, 4 to 5 students. That's it. That would come to the lesson. That's it. And they were all, back then, they were all 60 and older. Except for Miller. Miller was only a year older than me. That's it. All the rest left, ran away. He had many who've passed through him. Many students came by through him. But that's how it is. Okay, Denise.
We have 3 questions, not long. For question number 1, there is a part of the part of our friends in the world, Kli, that we hear
from them every day that they're wishing for the previous form of the lesson. What can we tell them?
It doesn't matter. Let them expect this, let them expect that. The main thing is that they need to just measure. To measure. Do I feel them closer, more in my heart, or not? All my friends. That's how I have to feel. That's according to feeling. You could say, don't believe in yourself, and so on. Here it has to do with feeling. Are my friends standing in my heart? That's it. And I am constantly feeling them. Other than that, I don't feel anything. There is no world, there is nothing, only them. Because if I come to that, that's it. I've grabbed on and held on to Havaya, to the kli of the soul.
No, Denis.
Well, Denis.
Next question. During the years of our study, we got used to having Bnei Baruch, and I mean Petach Tikva, and there are the other groups, what we called the world kli. Right now, it seems like you're putting us into a new form where we feel that all of us are Bnei Baruch.
Of course, didn't you feel that Bnei Baruch in these before these days? They didn't exist, right? These 4 or 5 days. For 5 days, you were without Bnei Baruch. Like that. They're sitting quietly. Well, so what? Can you do it or not? Why? Now you need to get along in such a way where you're all equal. Everyone is equal. It doesn't matter that they're sitting in one space. Let's say, I don't know how many, 30, 40 groups there, let's say. It doesn't matter. Or that they were spread all over the different places. That is not important to us. What's important to us is that there is a tendency for a unified connection. The moment we attain that, that's where you reveal the Creator, the spiritual world, the upper world, yourself there, everything. Simply, why am I talking about this all the time? Because it has to be before us as a clear goal, tangible. In what we learned, there are several good verses, but we need more and more. You need to look not for new ones, but in general. Take all the verses that are the most emotional for connection, for the sake of connection. Let them be difficult. Doesn't matter. Let them be hard. I would even put there some from Bet Shar Kavanot, a little from the study of Ten Sfirot, from the Zohar, but not too much. But that talk to the point. Different language, but talk about that. Work on it. The topic is one. Connection. That's it. Bring me 20, 30 verses on connection that are good. I will sort them. I will combine them together. Okay. Other questions? Okay, Peter. Chadera, you're audacious. Yes. Peter.
In the last few days, we are kind of working on the lost ties. It's like the rain is coming down on dry water, and it's sort of easy. You don't even need to prepare specially for the lesson. But during the day, what can we think about during the day in order to prepare for this lesson best?
Read these lessons. Do you have them on your phone? Each of you walks with those lessons in his pocket. Read the verses from the lesson. That's it. Truly so. Moscow.
Rav, today, another time, you said that behind every friend that speaks, we have to make an effort to feel the Creator. And in this process, we started seeing that it's not clear at all what it means to feel the Creator behind every friend. What to feel what?
Don't look at the friend. Don't look at any face, at any body. There are no bodies and there's nothing here. Again, perception of reality. What do you need to see? You need to see I am before the Creator. He is filling my whole world in all kinds of images, forms, characters that are good or bad, and all kinds of things. He is filling the whole of reality. And especially, I need to get along with all those guys, those friends of mine. Why? Because if I calibrate myself to them, I get along with him. I'm directed to him. I'm directed to him. Just like I calibrate, like tuning a piano or something like that, yes? And each sound, each tone, everything, I made that preparation. Now I can discover behind that the tune, the melody. You have friends. What do you want from them? You need to do your work towards them. If you can do it such that they will do work upon you, please, then you need to beg, you need to give them an example, you need to ask them to give you the greatness of the Creator. Please. But actually, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, he asked something from them. What does he have to ask them? He did the work himself, and that's it. Why is it not clear? In place of the Creator, there are friends now. That's why, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, we are getting close to states that are very, how should we say, effective, beneficial, real, where you do them and in that you build, you truly build. It's we need to, well, tomorrow we will do something, bring some verses and quickly. And not that I was brought to me in at night, at midnight for the translation. Do it a little earlier. I didn't sleep all night. It's already several nights like that. Try a little before that if it's possible. If not, then another night. Okay? Yes, Tvika. Thank God. Yes, Nancy.
So during the days until the Congress, to read the excerpts from the lesson when there's an opportunity during the day?
Throughout the day, of course. What's changing? These verses? You don't need to know. They were switched. They were not switched. Doesn't matter. You have them, read them. Try to chew each verse, to ask, to combine for each, put together two, three questions for each verse. What would you ask if you were to put that verse into a 10? What would you ask? Help me with that. Then bring me your questions. I will use it. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Holland. Holland. Wonderful.
Omrim mashu?
Lo shomim otchem.
Lo shomim.
Are they saying something?
We don't hear you.
We can't hear you, Holland.
No. לא הולך?
Is it not going?
Holland.
Holland?
כן.
Yes.
שאלה מרומניה, אפשר?
Question from Romania, if I may. The friends are saying that there is this great fear they have towards being a focus group. How to be responsible and maintain that fear all the time? They feel like the responsibility moves from Petah Tikva to the groups of the world Kli, and they feel this fear of that.
Yes, but nevertheless, for each group, there's someone here that can care for them. How many Romanians are there here except for you? Tzvika? Who else? Rami, which Rami? Yaron Lebovich, he's a Romanian, a real Romanian. Well, in short, take care of this and call and talk and see what's missing for them and somehow how you can help. I also see her, very serious faces. Well, very nice. Excellent. Call them also, Tzvika. Where's Holland? Maybe they'll try again?
No, Holland.
Well, Holland. No. Okay, but tomorrow. Yes? Mañana, in short, right? That's it. So tomorrow we will try to renew the lesson. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it from here, the lesson. From there, I dry up there. They put two plasma screens. Everyone can come in to see. But there's no vitality there. You're coming tomorrow.
If you come here.
Thanks to you, yes. And, well...
The daily task will be sent during the day and open Friday. Friends from the groups in Israel and TV viewers, you're welcome to join the lesson and a festive meal. 2:45 a.m. in Petah Tikva. Coordinate in advance. Call 1-700-59-209. Good day. Great night. רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו מעל תנועה מעל מקום מעל כל הזמנים מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים בוא ניצא רוצים לחבר את המחשבות